the hole. Both ways was just cheaters that put the problem off on somebody else. The people of the future when the comet came back, or the people of the other plane. I had been picking up bits of the sign exchanges between Raven, Darlin', and Silent without paying much attention, just like you can't help catching snatches of a nearby conversation when it don't really interest you. Raven was getting antsy. He was finger-grumbling about all this sitting around waiting for something to happen instead of getting out and making it happen. He was on his way back, all right. That was the old Raven. You got a problem, you kill somebody, or at least beat the shit out of them. I was almost tempted to yell hey when I caught him volunteering me and him to go look around the landscape where the morning's excitement had taken place. I choked it. Why let the boys downstairs know we were here when Darlin could tell him to go soak his head? Treacherous witch. She thought it was a great idea. We should drag Bowman's along just in case a wizard might turn up handy. Silent grinned all the way around his face. The prick saw himself talking his talk and making his pitch every second we were gone. I decided I was going for the head recruiter's job if I was going to get stuck as a rebel for life. The movement could use a few more women. And a few soldiers who weren't screwballs, too. With a little illusion help from Bowman's, we just went downstairs and strutted out the front door, walking like we belonged there. Like Raven said, if we didn't belong, we wouldn't have been in there in the first place, would we? Balls and style. That's my buddy Raven. They had carted the body off with all the others, but we had no trouble finding the place. There was blood all over, and a crowd of kids still hanging around, telling each other all about it. Raven only gave the stains a glance. Bowman's had no use for that scene either. He wasn't looking for dead men. We strolled down the alley the killer had used to make his escape. I was surprised they didn't have soldiers watching, though I couldn't imagine who they'd think they'd be laying for either. It just seemed like something some officer would think was a dandy thing to do, if what officers use their heads for is to think. The place where the two soldiers got killed was a little harder to find because of all the dark. That alley was a creepy place. It felt like it never got light in there, like a place where people didn't belong at all. A place already claimed by other things, impatient with our intrusion. Weird thoughts. I shivered. Maybe the shades of the murdered soldiers were hanging around. Then Bowman conjured up a ball of light and hung it out overhead. That's better. It got spooky for a minute there. He was good for something after all. Yeah, Raven said. They started poking around. There wasn't a whole lot to see. I went over to a rubble pile to sit and wait them out. A fat rat sauntered past without so much as a nod to intimidation by a superior species. I chucked a hunk of broken brick at him. He stopped and eyeballed me over his shoulder, red eyes glowing. Arrogant little sucker. I grabbed another hunk of brick and this time put some arm behind it. He charged me.